boys were going to school. Lee played football. Douglas was a water polo player. And, of course, there was always a rival about who was the toughest. But I think they usually had the water polo games on a Thursday afternoon, and then they'd have the high school football games on a Friday night. So we got the chance to go to the water polo games and the football games. Doug and Lee were always thinking that one was tougher than the other. And one afternoon, I came home up the street in front of 465, and the boys were playing out there, and I put the truck in the garage, and that was the International Harvester Travel Haul. That was a truck. It was classified as a truck. And then I walked through the house. I still had my lunch pail with me. Well, I guess I walked around to see what the boys were playing and have. And by that time, just about that time, they got in a fight. And they were, each one of them was really mad at the other, and they were hammering and tonging at one another. And your mother came outside, and she started to say something, and I told her to be quiet. I said, if you can't sit out here and watch this and be quiet, go back in the house. So she went back in the house and there on the steps and watched them fight until they got to the point where they were really could hurt somebody, and then I went and stopped it and told them to go get a lift, and one of them had a cut around on his cheek or something. I can't remember what all, but I told him to go wash the blood off, and that was enough. And I took my lunch pail back in the house and talked to your mother just a little bit. And I had a garden over between the garage that I'd made into an apartment and the house. And I had at 477, and I had a way cut through the, not cut through, but when the wall was built, I had it left so that I could put a door in there. Would go out there and work in the garden for a few minutes. If you've ever had a vegetable garden, there's always something to do. Pulling weeds or harvesting something to eat or watering. There's always something to do. Well, each one of the boys came out at different times, and one of them showed me his cut lip, and I said, yeah, that's going to be nice and sore for a long time. Another one came out later on and showed me his wound, and I didn't have any sympathy for him either. And we went in, and when the dinner was called, they weren't going to come down for dinner. They're going to stay up in the room. And I said, oh no, you're coming down for dinner. So I made them come down. Whether they ate or not, they had to sit there at the table with the rest of us. And I can't remember whether they finally did eat or what. But anyway, I do believe that's the last time that those boys ever had a fight. They both realized that they were both tough and both pretty strong. They just proved themselves.